Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? You are tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight, we're going to be chatting about more of the blind auditions, so stick around. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's up, y'all? You are tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight we have a fun, fully loaded show for y'all. We are here full panel tonight. I am your host. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Fellow co-host, where can they find you if they want to, you know, chat it up online?
You can find me at Russell Ray Silva on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all across boards.
Hey guys, you can find me on all social media sites at MikeTheCrio _.
And lastly, I'm Lena Nori. You can find me all over the interweb at Lena Nori. And make sure you tweet me your thoughts or if you disagree with me.
Yeah. Which will probably happen. Don't be shy. Don't be shy with that. And before we dive into today's show, I just need to remind everyone about the exciting changes that we've had here at AfterBuzz. As you've noticed, you are watching The Voice now on AfterBuzz TV's reality competition page, which is awesome. AfterBuzz now has 9 different channels. You can, you know, check out the dramas or the reality competitions or, you know, there's a whole variety of them. So make sure you guys check those out. They're all on the homepage, so you can subscribe to your favorites. And we have comedy, drama, sci-fi, reality TV, reality competition, wrestling, red carpets, features, originals. Like, you're going to be able to find all the same shows that you watched, just, you know, catered more specifically to your individual liking. So that's exciting.
We're getting organized over here.
We're really, yeah, some light fall cleaning, you know. Didn't never hurt anyone. And also, before we get started, we spoke about this before the show, none of us felt comfortable speaking about music tonight without taking a moment and thinking about what happened in Vegas. I'm not going to say, you know, I'm just sending thoughts and prayers because that's not what we're doing. We want people to take some sort of action if they can, and whatever feels right to you, whether that be, you know, going and donating blood if you're local, or, you know, donating money to a GoFundMe page, or, you know, getting involved in some local mental health groups or anything that feels right to you. Yeah. We ask that you, you know, become a part of a greater conversation, because a lot of people are saying, you know, there's nothing really you can do, but there is so much that we can do.
There's so much.
And we just are thinking about everyone in the, you know, music community as a whole, because music is something that brings us all together and makes us feel so happy and comfortable. And there really is nothing more American or human, for that matter, than like a country concert in Vegas. And I, for one, don't want to feel uncomfortable going out and enjoying music and enjoying concerts and movies and anything like that. So hopefully we can see a day where we don't live in such an ugly place, but for now we are, you know, hoping that people who are watching and we ourselves would love to be able to like get involved and make some sort of difference.
I love something you just said. More than anything, I mean, there's nothing more powerful than love and prayer, and obviously wanting the best and just loving everyone around you and positivity. But I think, Dan, you hit on the nail. Something like this, whoever can do such a heinous act like this wants to put fear into people. And what I want and what message I want to spread is, don't let this fear consume you. Like, I really hope anybody at home that's watching this doesn't think twice now about going to an outdoor concert or supporting your local musicians or art shows or anything like that. You can't, like, this is what they want. They want you to fear the unknown. So the one thing I would say is, like, just with the power of love and positivity, to just spread that as much as humanly possible, and just don't let something like this bring you down, because I know it's so hard when something like this happens. It brings out people's worst fears, but you're letting them win.
Right. Yeah, you totally
by not going to your local concerts or, I mean, I have so many people telling me, like, I'm never going to go to a concert again, or supposedly he was supposed to attack Life is Beautiful. Like, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I hope, like, that really is not the case. that yeah. this guy wins.
I couldn't agree more. And again, like, any way you feel comfortable getting involved, like, even I know just walking in here on my way in, I thanked two police officers, you know, like, just random acts of kindness, anything you can do.
They go a long way.
Just saying, spreading love on Facebook, like, as lovely as that is, it's not doing anything. So get up and do something.
Right.
Not only that, just encourage others to continue living a good life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to go out there and you have to know that you're going to be okay and things are going to happen in life the way that they're supposed to happen. And you can't change other people's mindsets or thoughts. But what you can do is you can become aware and you can look out for signs. You can listen to the way that your friends are speaking or the way if they're acting different from when you've grown up with them. And you know your friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And not only that, just go out there and just continue living your life and do the things that you love to do. I'm huge in music and a lot of my friends were at that concert. And luckily, they're all okay.
Thank God.
They're not going to stop living their life because an ugly person wants to destroy it.
That's
you know what
really
I mean?
True. Yeah, and the worst thing about it is that all of this has happened so consecutively, year after year. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely see how fear. I mean, I'm fearful myself, making decisions and going to certain places, like you were mentioning. So I think it's just reevaluating your mindset and being like, okay, paying attention to your surroundings and just feeling comfortable. And like you said, just being, you know, in the now, in the know, and you are the change that you want to see in this world.
Exactly. Be present and be knowledgeable. Mm-hmm.
And
that was a good point.
And we really are just so, so sorry. Mm-hmm. If any of you guys who are watching were there or knew someone that was there, all I can say is that I am so sorry that this happened. I really am. And that's all. But we're going to have to go on with our show and talk about what we love, which is music. And if anybody, you know, wants to continue the conversation with any of us about this, please hit us up on social media. I am happy to go into further detail. You could find your local Red Cross online if you want to, you know, get involved or donate. Feel free to hit any of us up if you need info on that.
Absolutely.
But definitely. Yeah, the voice must go on. So here we are.
We must go on.
And we're bonding with music.
Yeah.
Bonding
and you know what? Music. What better time to talk about music? Yep. You know, like these are young artists that are thriving and new and have this great platform to hopefully get to a place where they're performing at music festivals and concerts just like that. So, you know, someone like Ray Lynn is a perfect example. She came from The Voice on Team Blake and now she's one of the biggest country stars. So. Mm-hmm. You know, there is definitely hope for these artists.
Impacting people in a positive way.
Yes, please, and
absolutely.
Thank you.
With music.
Someone I want to talk about is Devon Fleming. He sang Me and Mr. Jones. He had a four-chair turn that was so quick. Like, so quick.
Yeah.
I've never seen such a fast, like, boom, 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 boom. Usually, like, it's one and then another and another. But what I thought was cool about him, I actually try to kind of play coach and close my eyes a little bit and listen before I look at the screen. And I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman singing, which reminded me so much of Jordan Smith. He did his blind audition with Chandelier by Sia. And I couldn't for sure say if it was a man or a woman, which I think that that's so cool. That kind of voice that's almost androgynous and unique. And yeah, so I thought it was kind of neat. But he got a four-chair turn right away and chose Jennifer Hudson. What do you guys think of him?
That performance.
Like, it was excellent. So yeah, we're just. It was so.
She got up and started singing with them, like Whitney Houston. Like that's incredible.
That's such a tough song to pull off.
Yeah,
like those notes are so high, and they were both just in sync with one another. That was one of my favorite parts from watching last night the show.
She threw a shoe also again. Like I don't get it. Why does she throw a shoe at people?
Because you are just excited. So proud of someone. You just. It's like when. It's like in old Mexican remedies, like or when someone says, "I'm getting antsy," and I get so excited. And I just want to bite you. It's like something like that. Okay. You know what I mean? I grew up with that.
I just
want
to do something to you.
I feel like it's so unfair, though. Like, when she just goes up there and starts, like, singing with them, obviously he's going to pick her. Like, was anybody surprised that he picked
Jennifer
Hudson?
That's her tactic.
Yeah, she obviously has a tactic. Her team is stacked right now. Mm-hmm. I would honestly, from where we're at in the competition, I would be shocked if she didn't win.
Yeah.
Like, just the team that she's getting, and I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of feel like Adam's like getting shafted.
He
I think
is
so too.
All the way.
Like, why? If I had a choice out of any of them, I would for sure pick Adam. Like, he's been on the show for so long and like gets diverse talent. I don't know. Like,
you know, actually, he got Emily Luther, which we're going to talk about. Yeah, we'll today's talk about episode. Mm-hmm. That was shocking. So I feel like she was really good.
She was, yeah. I mean, he did even say that his team is, like, very heavily male this season. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like he's kind of, like, getting thrown under the bus a little by the other coaches. Like, Blake is constantly bashing on him.
Everyone
is. Yeah, I don't know why. Why is he pick on Adam?
I don't know. I think like he's one of the better vocalists on
Same.
The show.
I like
out
Adam.
Of the, all the judges. Like, he's a better vocalist than Miley.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miley. But
you know what
better
it
vocalist
is?
Than you want.
He has crazy range. He really
yeah.
does.
Yeah, you know what I think it is, too? I feel like he's not being vicious when it comes to just selling himself.
Maybe.
I feel like everyone else knows exactly what to say, and he just, like, tries to do his best, and then he just kind of sits back.
He puts himself
and
down a lot
yeah.
this season. A lot. He's like, well, you could pick me if you want to.
Okay, here's my thoughts on Jennifer Hudson. No shade her way. I think she has such incredible talent, especially knowing her history and what she's been through in life. And she was also a contestant, so she understands. And, you know, they can relate to her.
Yeah. I honestly but just forgot about that until just now.
She's treating this competition like Glengarry Glen Ross, like ABC Always Be Closing. Like, she just instantly, it's like a deal closer. But for me, I mean, I'm not a singer, but being up on the stage and seeing how, like, and maybe they don't see that she stacked her, you know, list of singers.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of like the soul, more same like genre of vocalists. Like, I wouldn't want to be, I would actually want a judge that doesn't really have too many of me. Where
party.
Like she has so many of like that soulful singing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like with Devon, I wanted him not to pick her.
See, but that's what's called being savvy. And some people, they're just not savvy.
I
and they
did
don't think
want
that
him
way.
To pick her, though. Because the way that they bonded better as a coach and an artist more than she has with any other person that she's picked. Because they were instant. Like, when she said, Whitney is my other mother, he said, I'm with you right there, girl. Like, you know what I mean? And he said, Whitney is my other mother. So they grew up with the same... I know, but they grew up with the same mindset and the same vocal range getting to the same place. So that makes sense of why they connected. Like, Frasier, he could pick anybody, to be honest.
Poor guy, Lyndon Frasier.
Speaking of
people... remember. Speaking of people who made a smart move, I think that Noah Mack made a smart move. He sang Way Down We Go.
I love that song.
He's so cute. He's like a little...
looks like Edward Cullen.
Oh my god, he's so precious.
He's so cute.
He chose Team Blake, and I thought that was a smart move in terms of, like, he's not gonna be like everyone else that's on Team Blake. He's more pop and, like, maybe could go down a country road if he wanted to, but I don't think that he is country by brand.
He's not country. His hair, there'd be no country.
Like,
there'd be no cowboy hat.
It's pop.
Hair.
He's
it's
too
pop.
One Direction-y.
Yeah. But
it
I think that that's a smart move for him to go to that team, because I think that he will be more of an anomaly. And like we spoke about last week, they're about to enter the battle rounds where they're going to be paired up against someone else on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are two artists that are very similar, it's going to be harder for the coach to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if he's up against someone that's country and Blake's the rest of his team is country, I think Blake will keep someone like Noah because it keeps his team more diverse and will likely bring him towards the finals.
Right.
I think Noah was more so thinking like Blake just on average keeps winning the competitions a lot more.
Because
I was surprised he didn't pick Adam. Like, that's one case where I was like,
true.
This... because it's so big, like, he does look like a perfect, like, One Direction or, like, a Nick Jonas. He's got the hair. He's got, you know, the outfit. And, I mean, he is commercial.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a mean thing to say.
He's, like,
he
the
has,
typical
like,
thing.
He has, like,
mm-hmm.
But, he has the look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could go far. And I know that's not what this show was about. But once they turned around, they were kind of like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a little...
oh, well, it's a Backstreet Boy.
Adam didn't turn around for him, though. It was just J-Hud that turned around with...
Blake.
With Blake.
Mm-hmm. But I do agree. I think Adam would have been a better choice for him.
Oh, well. Well, speaking of young teen culture, I have to talk about a new show that was made from the producers of Gossip Girl and the OC, so you know.
I love
gonna be good.
Oh, I love Gossip Girl. Yeah.
Well, then you're probably going to like the show Dynasty. It is most instantly the addictive, like, new show of fall. People just instantly are addicted to it. It on Wednesday, October 11th on the CW is the highly anticipated series premiere. I think is that next week? Wednesday? It's the version of Dynasty is already getting, like, major love from critics, and you won't be able to get enough of this drama and all of its surprises. Blake Carrington rules this dynasty by all means necessary, including manipulating his own kids, Fallon and Steven. Sounds scandalous.
I love a little manipulation.
Yeah.
Of your kids?
Just of anything.
and if they hadn't already sold me on it, get ready. The women of this show are bosses. Apparently, they're not fighting for a man. They're fighting for their business and family,
hallelujah.
Which... I love a boss woman. For the Carringtons, that's the same thing. Don't miss the series premiere of Dynasty Wednesday, October 11th, after the season premiere of Riverdale, which also highly anticipated, only on the CW. Which that network is like booming these days. They really are. I feel like they like went through a bit of a lull and then they've like come back with this power content.
But honestly, they canceled Rain.
Jane the Virgin, I think, like, revived the CW.
I think so, too.
Jane the Virgin, I love Jane the Virgin, and, like, it brought the CW back to mainstream, and then they got Riverdale, and now Dynasty. They have all these, like, bomb teen shows. Rest in peace, Rain, but we obviously have a big Rain.
Sorry about Rain.
Anyway, gotta check it out next Wednesday if you're
excited.
The Voice isn't on. The Voice is on Mondays and Tuesdays, so you have time to watch Dynasty.
I love myself a boss girl. In Miley's words, it's her story.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. It's funny. She said that, I'm like, she mispronounced history, and I was like, oh, no. Her story.
Next up, I want to talk about Adam Cunningham. He's sang Midnight Rider.
I loved him.
He's a new dad, which was such a sweet story. His wife, like, literally went nuts when Blake turned. And my favorite part of the show, honestly, at this point, is Carson Daly's energy with the families. He is literally like, yes, yes, when someone turns and, like, is jumping up for joy. I love watching Carson. Anyway, he chose Team Blake, which I wasn't surprised by. He has this, like, very country sound. Mm. He sounds to me like a classically trained professional country artist that could already be making top hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's interesting about his voice, though, is that I heard a little bit of soul into it. So it was like a mixture of soul and country and just his attitude and just everything all together was really interesting. And I'm surprised, too, that the judges didn't turn fast enough for him. Like, I was looking, and I'm like, okay, when are they going to turn? Like, his voice is so powerful, and they took their sweet time. And that gets pretty frustrating when you really like someone, and they just don't turn.
I feel like they do it on purpose.
I don't like a fast turn.
I do.
Well, no, I want to judge you to the fullest.
No,
it's the last second.
I think Jennifer Hudson did wait till the last second.
Yeah.
She waited till the very last second, and Blake thought it was, like, cheating that she got in literally right at the end.
Yeah.
Like, on the last note.
Yeah.
Okay, he had me. I know this has nothing to do with his singing. He said something at the end. He said, the things you don't understand lead you to things that you never expected. And I feel like that was such a beautiful quote because he was talking about how he's always worked in the music industry and he does the demos. Like, he does the singing for all the demos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how he didn't understand why he couldn't make it. And it's, you know, he's a family man. I love everything about a guy that loves his wife and loves his kids. Like, he had me at that.
Sold.
But then he said that quote, and I was like, wow, like, it's kind of like that Steve Jobs quote, how you can never connect the dots looking forward, may he rest in peace, but you can connect them looking back. So I feel like he thinks it took all of that vocal practice and working in the industry to lead him exactly to the voice, which led to, obviously, the chairs all turning and then getting on Team Blake. Like, I think it was beautiful what he said. Yeah. It's kind of like a good way to wrap up life, like, not always being like, oh, why not this and why this, but then being like, all those doors closed, which led me to this exact point in my life.
God bless the broken road, you know? bring it back to country, some Rascal Flatts. He was great. I'm glad he's on the show,
me too.
Another one where there was a quick turn at the end. Katharina Faye, Big White Room. She's the musical theater graduate. She had Blake and Jennifer, and there was a quick turn again at the end by Blake this time. She was just okay for me.
Yeah, she was so cliche.
I'm going to be honest, it was a little vanilla. It was a little bit like what I've seen on the show, like on every singing competition show 100 times. Like, cute girl, good voice, nothing that was like super memorable for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the story had anything to do with it?
The musical theater?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I'm all about a good musical theater, you know, graduate, if you will. But, yeah, I don't know. I think in general, just her whole look and the whole, song choice, it was good. I feel like she's every other girl who's singing on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's so funny you guys say that. So I'm watching, and I see that, you know, they turn their chairs, and then obviously she picks Jennifer Hudson. And listen, I'm very sympathetic to her story. Her parents came here as immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up everything to give their daughter a better life. And from someone as well that, like, my parents got up, my dad actually never even saw his parents again, just to come to America to give us a better life. Like, I feel that pressure. I'm like, I have to make my parents proud. By the way, Mom, Dad, I know you're watching.
Because they always watch it.
Hey. Mine too. Hey,
our only fans.
I heard the same story today from Jessica Robo, where she was born in New Delhi, but she actually wasn't born here. She was born in India.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents brought her here to give her a better life, and I thought she was a way better singer.
I thought so,
and
too.
And nobody turned.
No one turned.
No, so I wish I could say it was a story.
She's saying Imagine. I was so upset she didn't turn. You know, it was one of those moments where I'm like sitting here hitting my own button and thinking, why the heck are they not turning?
Yeah, they turned on Katrina. I don't get it. Like,
yeah, I know.
And this girl was unique. She was very Norah Jonesy.
And I loved her voice.
Yeah,
ain't nobody
she
turned.
She had a lot of soul. It's an understated soul, but it's there.
Yeah.
And for no one to turn, that's just like Samantha Rios from last night. No one turned for her. And she sang a big song. She had Etta Jane, and she had a big range, and she was like cute and bubbly, and she was like very accepting to all their comments. But I'm like,
she brought so much personality. I was so disappointed that they didn't choose her. And I think it's more because of her story. But her voice was really good, and how she incorporates Spanish and English and just everything all together. And I was just like, come on, you guys, like, turn your chair.
But they don't hear the story, though.
I know, but, like, her voice was still really, I think.
She was better than Shiloh.
Yeah.
Tell you that much.
She's someone that I hope will come back for another season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was more affected by the story.
I feel like with Jessica, I will agree with Adam that, actually, I think all the judges pretty much more or less said it. She could have picked a better song. I feel like it was a very, like, it's not that the song wasn't good, but
it was
for her,
comfortable.
It was comfortable, safe, and you didn't really see, like, her ranges. And for me, I feel like maybe they kind of throw these blind auditions, like, out of order. Like, I think we talked about this last episode, too, where their pile starts to fill up and they kind of, like, start hesitating on decisions. But I have no idea how they would pick a Katrina over a Jessica Robode or Samantha. Like, it doesn't make sense. I thought, like you said, I mean, I it's kind of mean. Just YouTube singer. Hey, Justin Bieber is a YouTube singer. Yeah. Look at him now.
No,
Justin
Bieber's
a fool, though.
And Justin Bieber's words, what do you mean?
Yeah. No, I have no problem with YouTube singers, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's trite. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've seen 1,000 of her. That's like saying, you know, like, every time you see someone, you know, frosting a cake on Instagram, it's like, at a certain point, they're all great. They're all frosting a cake and it looks amazing. But, like, am I going to go out and, you know, hire this one over this one? I don't care. You know, I don't know. It's maybe a horrible analogy. I was like, I'm hungry.
Are you craving a cake?
Frosting cakes.
I'm a baker, so that's like what my whole Discover feed is. But
I'm still going to Cake Boss. I don't care about any YouTube cakers.
Yes. Love him. Anyway, speaking of someone who should come back for a second chance, like Samantha, Adam Pierce did come back for a second chance. He came last season on season 12, did not make it. And this time he sang Hot Blooded, which I love that song. What a fun one to cover. Yeah. And he got chair turned, and he's on Team Adam, which I love to see when they come back. Yeah. You know, it really is nice.
Blake was throwing major shade on Adam. Mm-hmm. He's like, you should go for Miley, because Miley heard you the first time around and turned her chair, unlike Adam. But actually, Adam gave him the best advice, because I remember his audition, and when they did like a throwback to it, it's just kind of the way I feel about Jessica. Like, I did like Jessica, but I do feel like it wasn't a good song choice. Mm-hmm. And if she comes back stronger, it's even better.
Yeah. The most important thing, though, is listening to what the judges have to say and coming back and paying attention to that. For Adam, though, I think this was perfect for him, the song choice, just because he had such a great performance overall. Like, once the judges turned around and they saw him, they're like, wow, like, he has a whole package.
Mm-hmm. And why would he not want to be on Team Adam if his name was Adam?
Yeah. My favorite part about Adam is that his family was the hottest mess backstage. They were a big mess. There was like, what, like 10 of them almost?
Yeah.
Total mess backstage.
Everyone's screaming, yelling. Like,
I'm telling you, I just like love how Carson literally inserts himself in the family. Like, he becomes a family member at some point, and they're like all huddling around him backstage and like jumping with him. It's really sweet. He's a great host. Like, he really is. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's kind of underrated on the show. Like, I love Ryan Seacrest. He does great with American Idol, but like, doesn't interact with the artists in the same way that Carson does. Like, he sits down and does these one-on-one interviews with them beforehand and their families, and then like is really in with it with the families backstage. Like, that's a whole different type of host. I feel like he's working so many hours doing this show, and he really like connects with the people. I love watching him.
Well, remember he did TRL, and
yes,
that audience is so like
TRL is back.
It's so small, and like it's so.
Why did they bring stuff back that's meant not to come back?
TRL is back. Speaking of music, they didn't play one music video. They didn't take a single request. It stands for Total Request Live. Not a single request, no music video. I was like, what am I watching?
Oh, I haven't watched it.
They need to get Carson Daly back.
It's all like YouTube influencers and stuff. Whereas
and Sway.
Carson, yeah, we miss Carson. DJ Khaled's on it. I was like, huh?
Seriously?
What? Anyway.
Mess.
I've had enough major key
moments.
Speaking of youths.
He's always talking to the flowers. You gotta talk to the flower.
Blessing.
Yeah. Blessing. Yes. Lion. Lion. Lion life.
I still don't, I like don't like get it. I don't think he's funny. Anyway.
But he's winning. Look, we're all, we had his whole Snapchat memorized between the three of us. Yeah. We just pretty much reiterated his whole Snapchat feed.
Lion, flower,
major killer.
Yeah. Literally three
he's
things.
He's winning, baby.
I remember.
He's winning.
Anyway, moving on to the youth culture. He's like, let's talk about Addison Agin. She sang Jolene, and Adam and Miley turned.
She's 16.
She's 16. Oh, yeah. That's why I said she's the youths. Anyway, Adam is getting shafted. I really thought she was going to choose Adam. I was like really excited about it. She chose Miley, which, come on, if you're singing Jolene, you're probably going to choose Miley. But I liked her. That's all.
I think that these girls are constantly going for Miley because she was also a kid star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where you would think that's actually a good thing, I don't know if that's a good thing. Nothing against Miley, obviously. You know, she's a great performer and whatnot. But just seeing what she's done. Does everyone remember the award show with like her?
You think she's a great performer?
Like, no, I didn't say she's like, oh my god, voice. Like, I think, you know, she
coming up as a child
I think,
star.
Yeah, I think she's had experiences similar to theirs, but I also think it could be valuable for someone who's young and new in the industry to learn from someone with more experience in the industry, because even though Miley's been doing this since she was a kid, Adam's been doing this since he was a teenager too, and he's now in his 40s or whatever, and like, if 30s, 40s, regardless, he's like, you know, has more life experience and has worked in bands and has done stuff solo and like, I don't know.
Yeah, but Miley has been more in the public eye than Adam growing up.
Miley was like in music videos dropping it low.
Okay, but this was like before she started doing that.
But that's what
like,
cleaned up shop. These girls are really young and impressionable, and I think they want to be the next Miley Cyrus, not realizing that. What does that mean?
I don't think so. I think that they just want to relate to her and they find some, like, a connection to her. And they're like, well, she understands. If she understands that, then she'll be able to understand me.
So,
which is, I think it's valuable. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Does it come back to the fame, though, or does it come back to the talent?
That's because, what I was trying to say. I think they want to be the next Miley Cyrus, not
or,
in the sense of, like,
or Selena Gomez
talent.
Or Ariana Grande. I think it's just Miley's the one in the chair. At the
but then again, who doesn't want to be the next Selena Gomez?
Now, Selena, if Selena Gomez became a voice coach, I would stop watching tomorrow.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Really?
I would still
watch
it.
Yeah, she has... Have you seen her hit an actual note?
She does not have a good voice.
No.
But...
She is talented.
She's the most
followed
person.
She had a great PR
Instagram.
Team.
I don't think Miley has that great of a voice either.
I actually
think Miley
has
a better voice.
I think Miley has...
She has a unique voice.
She just knows how to ride a wrecking ball really well.
Miley has a... can carry a tune, and I think that she has some songs that she performs well, but I think in terms of, like, musicality and range and everything, she's in a small box compared to someone like Jennifer Hudson, who's sitting right next to her.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
It's
night and day. I know, but, like... they're literally sitting right next to each other, and if someone has a choice between both of them and they choose Miley, I'm like, huh?
What were you thinking?
But we're talking about a 16-year-old. Like, they're thinking big. They're thinking Miley has 100 million Instagram followers or whatever it is, and she hosted this show, and she hosted this show. It's because she was kind of a little bit of a hot mess for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I give her props for landing that guy
Liam?
And then getting him back. I mean, some of us can't land him the first time.
Yeah.
She lands him twice.
Guilty. Yep. She's wearing that engagement ring, too.
She's wearing the ring.
Is? I didn't notice.
She cleaned herself up. She's been on The Voice for multiple seasons. Listen, I give her props. But what I'm saying is, and it's the same point he's making, I don't think they're going after her for musicality. They're going after her to be Miley Cyrus. Like,
well, I think that's because that's sort of what she did with Darby Ann Walker from a couple seasons ago. She kind of took Darby under her wing. They became, like, best buds. Now Darby is, like, performing at music festivals.
Okay, let's be real. That's what I was trying to say. They want to be her friend.
Yeah, they want to be her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be her friend, though? Any of the judges' friends.
I feel like if I was 16, maybe, but not older, I wouldn't want to be... That's what I'm saying. That's why this 16-year-old is picking Miley.
Yeah. Fair.
But
okay.
you figure, like, the parents would have some sort of impact. Like, you have this conversation before you go on The Voice. Like, if such and such, who would be the best?
But the you're up there, it's kind of like, screw my parents.
But
I'm going to do what I want to do.
But poor Adam, he's like, no one's picking me because of my wedding ring.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's so sad. They're not trying to get with you. I mean, the girls aren't trying to get with Miley.
They're trying to, like, be friends with her.
They're trying to be, well,
maybe they are.
They're trying to be in her Instagram post. They want those followers.
True.
Hell
true.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Someone else, another young female singer, Hannah Mrozak. She sang Starving. Team Adam is who she chose. But everyone but Miley turned. Why? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. But, like, Hailee Steinfeld is kind of a weird song to cover. It's not really something that shows much, you know, range. Hailey's another one who can, like, carry a tune and sing, but she's kind of just, like, a young pop star. She's one of those, like, triple threat. I can act and dance and sing and whatever. I wouldn't necessarily choose her song to cover. I think Hannah was, like, all right. But to have a three-chair turn, I wouldn't have hit my button. I'm glad she's on a team, and I'm excited to see what else she'll sing. But to come out and sing Hailee Steinfeld for your blind audition felt like a weird choice to me.
I didn't like her song choice, but I did think she had a good voice. I mean, I still think she was better than Katrina, honestly. But I was surprised, kind of, like, how much she was able to compose herself, considering, like, what she was talking about, like, about how her brother, like, committed suicide. Yeah. Like, not to—I know we talked about how we're not going to get personal, but that's such a big thing to go through, and, like, for her to be able to, like, overcome that and kind of use, like, music as her outlet, going back to, like, what we were talking about, you know, with everything, not to bring it up again, what happened in Vegas, like, to see that Hannah is using music as, like, her therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, music is just such a beautiful thing. It's, like, such a healing thing that unifies people together. So I'm kind of that person that's very, like, emotional, sentimental, so I can't separate Hannah from her story. So maybe that is why, you know, where Danny Ken, you're saying, like, you didn't think she's that great, but just me hearing her story, it makes me, like, if I was at home voting, I know it's just the blind auditions, I would be voting for her.
Yeah, I thought her voice was very dull. And I do. And I think her song choice could have been better as well, just because you really didn't get to hear much of her, like, highs and her lows.
I don't necessarily think her voice was dull.
I liked her song voice. I just didn't like the song. Yeah.
I think the song didn't, like, give her a stage to really show what she could do, which is why I was confused why everyone turned. But maybe it's, like, has something to do with, you know, like, seeing it in person.
But that's why she got three chair turns, because they took the song out of it and they focused on the voice and how she nailed each thing.
Okay, watch me start being, like, super paranoid. I'm, like, that weird paranoid person. But did you notice that Adam pointed out on one of the auditions today that someone in the crowd was, like, trying to, like, giving him a look or something about, like, who's behind him?
Yeah.
I feel like they low-key have, like, their little spotters that are, like,
I was thinking
doing
that
weird things, like, telling them, because...
Like a referee, or, like, what are the baseball
Like, not even as a part of the show. Like, they just, each have somebody in the audience. No, I'm being serious, because...
being, like...
the fact that Adam even pointed that out, that someone's facial reaction made him want to turn, I'm like... wait a second. So what if, like...
are there moles? Like, planted moles?
What if, like, his wife? Or, like, not his wife. Like, it wouldn't be somebody as obvious as his wife. Because she's, like, pregnant. You can't really miss her.
Like, a distant cousin.
Oh, my God.
No, like, someone that's, like, an assistant or something. Like, just supporting. And they do, like... it could be something, like, so general, like this. Or, like... I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be paranoid.
No, I think they look at, like, how the people are reacting. If that were the case, I would have my whole family, like, behind watching just to be like, yay, she's cheering. Like,
the reality is if they wanted to show the coaches pictures of the people beforehand, they very well might do that. You know what I mean? Like, I have no dang clue what the hell they do. I mean, if they were going to go to the extent of having people planted in the audience, like, they may as well just show them a picture of them.
Okay, so my paranoia aside, like, let's just put the... paranoia aside, what if, you know, it is, they're just going off the audience's reaction. So for someone like Hannah, she was beautiful. She came
gorgeous,
mm-hmm. well-dressed. She fits the look. And I feel like, honestly, kind of the same thing happened with, what's the guy that looks like Edward Collins' name?
Oh, Noah.
I feel like same thing with Noah. Like, you can hear there's, like, a difference in the crowd's voice. I wonder if they do.
You know what?
But then Frasier.
He started off shaky, though.
Noah. Speaking of starting off shaky, I feel like we have to talk about tonight's act.
Oh, Steven! Yeah.
So Steven...
how the hell did she turn?
So Steven went up tonight and he sang... was it a Khalid song?
No, it was...
I forget the song.
Oh, no. That's not...
Forget the song, but regardless, he started off and, like, was totally on the wrong note. And then Jennifer just turned around.
Instantly.
Because he picked it up. He was able to just pick it up, turn around.
Do you think that was,
like,
fair, though? I'm like, how does someone like, you know, Samantha or whatever go home, yet he messes up and gets to stay? I know Jennifer said she recently had an experience where at the Tonys something similar happened to her, and so maybe she was just feeling apathetic, but... I don't know. I felt a little weird about that. That felt like the kind of case where they maybe should have said to him, like, you have a great voice, come back next year. And don't mess up.
Okay, so here's my thoughts on that, okay? So, like, we're all TV hosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen where a TV host will butcher someone's name, or there's a girl, I'm not going to say her name, she's on Ian, instead of, like, she said Jennifer Hudson instead of Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Juliana Rancic, I think so.
No, I'm not going to say her. It doesn't matter. Okay. But a point, right? Like, that was an innocent mistake. Like, she was doing multiple interviews on the red carpet, and someone might say easily, like, hey, it's your job to be a host, you should know people's names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you've already set the tone and you're a working host, I'm just going to compare it to a singer, because we're also live and I could fumble right now and mess up. I think I fumbled last episode and I don't even remember what my name was last episode. But anyways, it's a difference when it's your first impression versus like you're a working individual and it's an innocent mistake. I'm very surprised that she hit her buzzer that quickly, because for it to be his first time up there, and listen, I'm someone that has anxiety, I have nerves, this is me being judgmental, I'm surprised she hit the buzzer. It'd be different if it was like maybe another audition in and like he said like the nerves got best of him, like we've already seen him in his potential. It was like we immediately saw that his nerves got the best of him, he didn't know the lyrics, or I was just surprised that she hit it so quickly. Maybe if she would hit at the end. That's what I'm surprised, it was so quick.
No, she did it on purpose. Like, she did it right when he just picked up, and maybe she just wanted to say that and give him the benefit of the doubt. But I think his voice is not that great. And that's, I'm glad that the other judges, sorry, but I'm glad that the other judges didn't turn around.
Yeah, I agree. And I think she is going to have a very close microscope kind of on him, and I think that next time he's gonna have to come back and the pressure is on him in an even bigger way than it is with everybody else, because if you mess up once and she's giving you the opportunity literally of a lifetime that other people who didn't mess up are being turned away from, you better turn up for the next round, for the battles. Like, he better be the best person on the stage.
Oh, I think he's gonna come in and completely demolish it. Remember, it only takes one note for someone to know, or it only takes like one bar to know if that person is good or not. That's why sometimes it takes all the way until the end of the song, because someone doesn't hit anything until the very end of the song, or sometimes they hit it at the beginning of the song. And he might have stuttered, but he hit those notes that he needed to make her turn around.
Okay, here's what I think. I don't think he's that incredible of a vocalist. Like, I'm just going to be like completely candid with everybody here. I will tell you, from Jennifer Hudson and what I've seen of her, and, you know, I watched The Voice UK too, she's all business.
She is.
Like, even when she says her team, she doesn't say my team. Like, I feel like Adam and Blake and even Miley, I mean, I feel like you don't get into, like, deep with Miley. She's kind of more on the surface. But you get really deep with Adam. Like, I feel when Adam and Blake want somebody, they really want them. Jennifer, she says, do you want to be on team J-Hud Productions? Like, she refers to herself as a business. So what she's doing, what I believe that she's doing with him, is that she knows he messed up, and she's going to show everybody how good she is at taking someone that has the potential, doesn't have, like, the greatest voice in the world, but has the potential, and she's going to show everybody how she's going to make him confident, and he's going to blow everybody out of the water. Do I think he's going to win? No. I think there's way better talent than him. But with her, she's like the fixer-upper chick. I feel like she wants to be a fixer.
I feel like she's starting her own mini, like, talent label. Like, I record label, like, in-house. I agree.
She refers to herself as J-Hud. I noticed that. I was like, that's so impersonal. But then I was like, wow, she's a badass. I know what she's doing.
Yeah, she's a boss.
Like,
boss
for all you know, she's going to be like the next Dr. Dre. Like, she's going to have her own talent label.
Yeah, she's going to pick everyone.
She's even on The Voice as like a stepping stone for her like future endeavors. Like, I give her props. Scouting. Yeah. It is definitely her story. I will tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
She's J-Hud knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. And then last from last night is Shiloh Gold. She's saying, stay with me, baby. She's the one who self-financed a European tour, and I personally, I know you guys were like throwing a little shade earlier. I personally love her sound and was like, why is nobody turning? Why is nobody turning? I was getting like anxious. And then Miley and Jennifer like hit it at the very last second. Like, Blake even said, you made voice history by getting the last second possible to turn. She ended up choosing Team Miley, which I think is a good fit for her. They were saying, you know, that she has the raspiness of one and the soul of the other. I don't know.
I liked her.
I liked her.
Who was throwing shade? Oh, you heard?
Yeah, he said something about like not like Shiloh, and I was like, oh, no, shoot, I liked her.
Samantha was way better than Shiloh. So the turn for Samantha, I was just like, the turn for Shiloh, I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought they were both good.
Like, Shiloh's still better than some of the people that got picked. I'm really wondering.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying
I agree. I just didn't like her. She should have. I think Samantha and her were different. They're both good. I can see why you would like Samantha more. Maybe that's like your type of thing. But I feel like Shiloh should have definitely got it. I thought what was the most interesting about her is in the conversation in the beginning, she said she was going to pick Jennifer. Like, that's what she
wanted. I caught that. That's right.
And then she picked Miley. And I love that, because I love when it's more about, I feel like she just literally went off of impulse of how much the judges wanted her and what they said.
In that moment.
Versus like that pre-notion that I feel like a lot of these girls have been having. Like, oh, I want Miley because I'm also 16, and I feel like she would know me best. I was like, honey, you shouldn't be following in her footsteps.
Well, she is
older. Make your own history.
She is a little bit older. Yeah, she's a little bit older than 16. She's 26. But the inconsistency for her voice, how it went to raspy, and then she just switched it up, makes her voice so unique. So I think she did really good in choosing Miley. Even though Miley has a raspy voice too, and sometimes, like you mentioned, it's good to try someone else. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is just like a match made in heaven for both of them.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her in the competition, to see what else she could do. I'm glad that she got the chair turn because I was literally like shaking in my boots. Like
Team raspy voice over here.
Yeah, I have a raspy voice also.
Except we can't sing worth a shit. Like everyone's like, so the number one thing I get asked is, are you sick? I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not sick. And then I automatically say, like, I sound like this. Because the next question is going to be, did you lose your voice?
Or like, do you smoke? Like, or I get all those questions. Like,
do you sing? I'm like, you do not want to hear me sing. Like,
no, I'm just a Snoop Dogg
fan. I wasn't the Mariah Careys and the Miley Cyruses of the world.
Wasn't blessed. Anyway, so out of all of these that we talked about from tonight, last night, did I miss anyone from tonight? Was there anyone else we needed to talk about?
Do you want
to
talk about Carly?
Okay, Carly. Webster, she's... named after Carly Simon, who she sang the song "So Vain," by the way, I love that song.
I love that song.
I love the way she sang it, and I feel like I think that's the first time someone's ever sang it on The Voice.
And I think her parents were like very '70s vibes. Yeah, she's like dressed in a really cute dress.
Yeah, her
I love how unique she was. I didn't love the fact that she went to USC because I'm a Bruin and I don't like Trojans. But I really, really, really liked her, and I specifically put a heart around song choice. I thought it was a great fit, and I liked the way she sang it. Do I agree with Adam that she has the best voice?
No, absolutely not.
By the way, he didn't say this. Correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't say at The Voice this round. He said ever, and I was like, what?
Ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
Who paid you to say that?
Ridiculous.
No. Because I do not agree that she had the best voice ever. I think that the song choice was incredible. Because I felt like there's a people that had some really bad song choices. Mm-hmm. But best voice ever on The Voice, he lost me at that.
Yeah, her tone of voice was very 70s too, so this was a perfect song for her.
Yeah.
And she did a good choice as well. But, I mean, I wasn't that impressed, to be honest with you, with
best
her.
Voice ever?
Yeah, no,
did you see their faces? Miley's face and, like, Adam's face, like, oh, she's good. And I'm like, really? Like, she's so cliche. Like, this is so vain. This is cliche. I don't like her.
Miley was like, she's so vain. I hate it. Miley was like, I'm going to fight for her.
And oh, that's like, ridiculous. Okay,
yeah,
fine. Please.
Yeah, I mean, she's good. We'll see what she does next.
Was this where, like, both Adam and Miley were standing together and they're like, they're,
yeah, she's good. I like the song. I like her look. Yeah, yeah. They're going like,
God.
Yeah, maybe it's like their love child or something. I don't know. Like, she's their, like, niece.
She's also very commercial. I feel like that's why they were having their little rebuttal back and forth.
Mm. She'll sell.
And I feel like I liked her, and then when he said best voice, it made me like her less, because it was like too hyped. And I was like, ooh, I don't know about best voice.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when they overhype them, then next time it's like, well, what is she going to do? She's not going to be the best. They're going to put her up against someone else, and she's not going to be better than them.
Oh, that's where it gets tricky.
We did talk about it briefly, but Emily Luther. She picked Team Adam. 24 years old. I did not think she was 24.
Oh, yes.
Julie Andrews' daughter, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. You know what it is? I think it's her haircut that's just makes
her look
older.
She got the Kate Goslin bob.
Yeah.
Her voice was incredible, though. Every single judge agreed that she was a little bit jazzy. He said syrupy. Can someone please tell me or tell us at home in the comment box what on earth syrupy means?
Just imagine pouring syrup, and it's like... It's smooth and like it flows consistently.
Yeah,
what did you say? Whiskey,
and slow consistent. And smooth. No. I sometimes say creamy when I'm describing people's voices. Darius Rucker, when he sings like country music, it's like creamy. I don't know how to explain it, so I kind of understand. Like syrupy is another verb or adjective that I can get on board with. I'll use creamy at one point and you'll understand it. It's like a milk chocolate kind of like
it just works.
But I will say with her though. And she completely, you could tell she did it intentionally. She went for like a more slower song. Like her levels are insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then she picked Adam. That was beyond shocking.
Which is good. I think Adam needed someone like her on his team.
Well, someone finally threw him a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you guys think? I did not think she was going to pick Adam.
I didn't know who she was going to choose.
We said I thought she was going to pick, I think, J-Hud. Or someone, and then you.
I think we said
both
Blake.
Had different. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said Blake. You said.
Did I say J-Hud?
Miley, I think.
I said somebody.
And then you got it right.
No, I said.
Yeah, you said Adam.
You're like, wouldn't that be ironic if she chose
and
Adam?
And I was saying it in a mocking way because I was like, watch us all be wrong and she's going to pick Adam. And then
you were right.
She picked Adam, which I'm very glad because as Danny said, he's been getting a lot of flack this season. And she needed that. It's just, I feel like he's very like high energy like with his songs. And she was just literally... that low level, but just monotone. Levels and the low levels.
I feel like they could like balance each other out well, though, and I'm excited to see how they work together. Because sometimes it's different when they're like not in that high energy space, like on the stage. They're like in a studio. It's like quieter, and maybe they'll thrive there.
Yeah.
But out of the ones that we spoke about tonight, from last night and tonight, who do you see going all the way? You know, let's say top 10 to the live shows right now out of this group. I can start if y'all want. Yeah.
Yes, please.
For me, I think it's Devon Fleming. He is my personal choice for the moment. The one who sang Me and Mr. Jones, who had like the sort of androgynous voice that reminded me a bit of past winner Jordan Smith. He chose Jay Hood, Four Chair Turn. I'm like, this dude's going far. That's my prediction for you know, down the road success.
I'm thinking Devon and Mariah.
Mariah, okay.
You won me.
She's saying crazy Mariah. On you.
Yeah,
the song we opened with.
Yeah, I definitely think Mariah. She's one of my favorites so far, just because she has like a rock and roll vibe, and she's so chill.
And she played guitar.
She's a bomb.
She's young and like from New Jersey or New York.
Yeah, she's laid back. She's like, I'm just gonna rock this, and she owned the stage, and her voice is immaculate.
It's insane.
Yeah, so I feel like she could pull off anything. So she's definitely one of my favorites.
Okay. I'm going to be that person. I like everybody you guys all said. I'm just not super impressed with anybody. I think there's a lot of people that have good voices, but I feel like at this exact moment with the blind auditions, no one has either sung a song, and I'm not saying one of them isn't going to blow me away. I haven't had that, like, this person's going to win moment.
I actually agree.
There's a lot of, like, very low, and some of them made it, and I'm like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, the commercial looks, like we talked about the Hannahs and the Noahs. Which I think people will like for voting. There's going to be little girls like tweeting nonstop to get Noah to win. Yeah, because of his hair. Typical I'm telling you, it's the hair.
Yeah.
Like Vidal Sassoon needs to like, Pantene Pro-V needs to get this guy on their commercials.
True. I think he waxes his eyebrows. Like his eyebrows look way too perfect.
But no one has blown me away. And I'm not saying it can't get to that point. It could even be Steven. We're all sitting here like saying how he fumbled.
Yeah.
But no one's given me that audition.
Yeah, I agree.
I haven't got the goosebumps yet.
I'm
kind of like, what's next?
There hasn't been Allison Porter or, you know, Jordan Smith audition. The ones where you see them and you're like, that one's going to win.
I said that with Jordan Smith. I was like,
sold. It's over.
Either he's going to win or he's going to be like top two or three.
No, I knew he was going to win by the way the coaches spoke about him, by his performance. Same with Allison Porter, the girl who was Curly Sue and then came back and did this now years later. She came out, she performed, she had that moment, she went on Team Christina, and I was like, it's over. And you're right, we haven't had that moment yet. And I will say, sometimes it does make the show more interesting to watch, not knowing who's going to win all along, because I think a more even playing field could be fun, rather than just being like, I'm watching every week, but I just know Allison's going to win, which is kind of how I felt with that season. So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see if in the next week or so we do have that, you know, it moment blind audition that just knocks everyone unanimously out of the park.
Yeah, and their voices develop too over time. Like once they start getting coached, it's kind of like their voices change. So but that can happen too.
True, but there are sometimes that like one though.
I'm that person though. I want it.
You want it?
I want it, and then I want that person to be like up, and then to see everyone else build up to that point. And it's kind of sad, like, I've always liked the voice of all the singing shows. It's my favorite, but I feel like America's Got Talent, like not to throw on another show, had better singers on it. Yep. When it's a talent show, like there's puppets and group dancers, and they had better singers. And like I said, I'm just saying that I want to be, maybe now I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, but I haven't even like remotely had that like moment of getting like chills. Like,
yeah, and like, I don't, to be honest, like, I don't even remember anyone's name from last week. Like, if you had like that winner,
Frazier. Well,
it's not even his name though, but not like, if there was like that winner, you would have remembered Jordan Smith, you know what I mean? Like, which we haven't had that yet, but
we've had good stories, I feel like, but not any wow moments. And I'm waiting for that. I'm not saying it's not coming.
Maybe next week.
There have been good stories. That's a good point.
Very good stories.
Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to continue the conversation about any of this with any of y'all, where can they find you on social media to, you know, continue chatting about their favorites or least favorites?
Tweet me or Instagram me at Russell Ray Silva across all platforms, website, everything. Just do it.
Hey guys, you can tweet me everywhere at MaiteCarrillo. Well, tweet me and follow me everywhere at MaiteCarrillo _, and I'd love to know your thoughts.
And you guys can find me at Lena Nori all over the interweb. And I guess tweet me if you think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that wow moment. And if it comes up,
she is.
Let's all like be overjoyed together. Same. I need goosebumps.
Yeah. And I'm Danny Golub. You can find me everywhere at Danny Golub. That's all for this week. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.